नारायणमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18।
तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो
न लभ्यते यद्वतामुपयदः
तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदयं तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यतः सुखम्
कालेन सर्वत्र गंभीर रमसा
तस्यैव
हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो
न लभ्यते यद्भमतां पर्यदुदः
कालेन सर्वत्र गभीर रमसा तस्य
फॉर दैट पर्पस
Only, reason.
Prayateta.
Should endeavor.
One who is philosophically inclined.
Not.
Labhyate.
Is not obtained.
Yet.
What?
Brahmatam.
Wandering.
Upari adha.
From the top to bottom.
That.
Labhyate.
Can be obtained.
Dukhavat.
Like the miseries.
Anyatah. As a result of previous work.
Sukham.
Sense enjoyment.
Kalena.
In course of time.
Sarvatra.
Everywhere.
Gabhira.
Subtle.
Ramhasa.
Progress.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from one's sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. Please repeat. Persons. Who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined. Should endeavor only. For that purposeful end. Which is not obtainable.
Even by wandering.
From the topmost planet.
Brahmaloka.
Down to the lowest planet.
Patala.
As far as happiness derived
from sense enjoyment
is concerned, it can be obtained.
It can be obtained
automatically.
Automatically.
In course of time.
In course of time.
Just as.
Just as.
In course of time.
Course of time.
We obtain miseries.
We obtain miseries.
Even though. We do not desire them.
We do not desire them.
Purport. Every man everywhere is trying to obtain the greatest amount of sense enjoyment by various endeavors. Some men are busy engaged in trade, industry, economic development, political supremacy, etc. And some of them are engaged in fruitive work in to become happy in the next life by attaining higher planets. It is said that on the moon the inhabitants are fit for greater sense enjoyment by drinking soma ras. The Pitralok is obtained by good charitable work. So there are various programs for sense enjoyment, either during this life or in the life after death. Some are trying to reach the moon or other planets by some mechanical arrangement, for they are very anxious to get into such planets without doing good work. But it is not to happen. By the law of the Supreme, different places are meant for different grades of living beings according to the work they have performed. By good work only, as prescribed in the scriptures, can one obtain birth in a good family, opulence, good education and good bodily features. We see also that even in this life, one obtains a good education or money by good work. Similarly, in our next birth, we get such desirable positions only by good work. Otherwise, it would not so happen that two persons born in the same place at the same time are seen differently placed according to previous work. But all such material positions are impermanent. The positions in the topmost Brahma Loka and the lowest Patala are also changeable according to our own work. The philosophically inclined person must not be tempted by such changeable positions. He should try to get into the permanent life of bliss and knowledge, where he will not be forced to come back again to the miserable material world, either in this or that planet. Miseries and mixed happiness are two features of material life, and they are obtained in Brahma Loka and in other lokas also. They are obtained in the life of the devatas and also in the life of the dogs and hogs. The miseries and mixed happiness of all living beings are only of different degree and quality. But no one is free from the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. Similarly, everyone has destined happiness also. No one can get more or less of these things simply by personal endeavors. Even if they are obtained, they can be lost again. One should not, therefore, waste time with these flimsy things. One should only endeavor to go back to Godhead. That should be the mission of everyone's life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tasseva heto prayate tako vido na labhyate yad brahmatam upari adaha. Tal labhyate dukhavat anyatah sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ramhasa. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet down to the lowest planet. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries
even though we do not desire them. Narada Muni is now telling the difference between people who are intelligent, kovido, and those who are simply kovido, intelligent philosophically, spiritually, not materially. Because then he is comparing them to the materially intelligent or general people. And this is exactly what Prahlad Maharaj says when he was teaching to his friends at the age of 5. Prahlad Maharaj mentions this, that when we are born, the quota of happiness and distress is already stored in us. Already stored. And he says it manifests at different times, depending on our previous karma. Prabhupada has given an elaborate explanation about the karma. If you do good karma, then only you can go to, even, you know, he's talking about going to moon. He said you can go to moon by your good karma, not by mechanical endeavor. So, people may not agree, people may say, oh, this all old stuff, now we are doing it. But nobody is sure whether we are really doing it. There has been a lot of things going on. But anyway, we don't want to go into that. The point is that the happiness, and we see this in our life. We suddenly become very happy for no reason, you know. We are in a very bad situation, desperate, depressed, disillusioned. And suddenly we get a good news from somewhere, some corner of the world, you know. Somebody whom you have given your a loan for about 20 years back or 10 years back, and suddenly he says, you know, okay, here is your money back. Or you get some inheritance, you know. Something like that suddenly comes. Good news about your transfer, no transfer, promotion, you know, you are not sometimes deserving. But you get it. At the same time, but people don't talk of that much. But when, on the other hand, we always get miseries when we don't want them. Like here, Narada Muni says, nobody wants miseries. There are some few people, perverted, you know, they want miseries. Like they will be poking their bodies. They know that it is painful, but they will do it. Or whipping your body, you know, sometimes they do that also. But very low quality of people, low intelligent people, you know. So, some people, I mean, like for example, you know, you eat something horrible, a lot of austerity in eating that, but you eat it because there is some sort of perverted pleasure, they call it. But generally, you know, we are talking of the people in general. Generally, nobody wants miseries. They always want, you know, like in India in old times, now less it is happening, but they used to write Shubha Labh. Shubha means auspicious, Labha means profit. So every house they will write Shubha Labh, that means let auspiciousness come. And even if you walk on the street and ask, what is that you want in your life, you know, most of the answers will come happiness. Some will say peace. But happiness is first. So to get that happiness, Narada Muni is saying, don't have to endeavor so much. Because there is no guarantee. Ultimately, it has to come from the Supreme Lord. Lord Vishnu, when he is sleeping, half sleeping in his yoga nidra, Lakshmiji asks him this question, you know, my dear sir, what are you doing? Are you sleeping? And he says, no, I never sleep. I am contemplating on each and every living entities. And I am just seeing what they are desiring right now. Even before the desire, I know that they are going to desire this. And then I sanction that desire, or I don't sanction that desire, depending on. So you can imagine How complicated is that supercomputer? It has so much data, trillions and trillions of jivas. And to know about each jiva, what is happening, what is going to happen, sanction or not sanction. Like, you know, this I always love this, that the people say, oh, how is it? And then you say, okay, even eating or not eating is by sanction of the Lord. Like the prasadam may be right in front of you, and you take the prasadam in hand, what is the guarantee that it will go to your mouth? Is there any guarantee? So that is what is called sanction. He sanctioned, okay, let the hand go now, let it, you can eat. Otherwise we know cases where, you know, where people are about to eat and or you drink or something and it's gone, like, you know, you cannot do it. So same way, Prabhupada says that these positions in the Brahma Loka or Patala, which is topmost and the lowest, is changeable. If you live in, for example, if you live in Brahma Loka and you are doing nonsense, then you will have to come down. And if you live in Patala and you do wonderful service to the Supreme Lord, or you do some pious work, so you will at least get a higher planet. You know? Mode of goodness, higher planets. Mode of passion, same planet. Mode of ignorance, lower planets. That's what the Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter says. So, whether you are a devata or you are a dog or you are anybody, you know, generally Prabhupada has this, always he says about from an ant to Brahma, right? There in the, I think, Brahma Samhita it says that. Brahma says from a little small little ant to Brahma, everybody has to undergo all these miseries. And of course the final four miseries we talk of all the time, you know. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, birth, death, old age, disease. Nobody can escape. When you get a little relief from them, then you are happy. You know? And then again, so the thing is, Prabhupada says, even you may get it. You may get some happiness. Not that, you know, there is no happiness, because if there was no happiness, people will not be endeavoring like this. There is some happiness, but then it will not last. It will come and it will go. Before you start enjoying, it's gone. Sometimes it will last a little longer, you know. But that little longer is not so long. Like, you know, you have a nice blueberry halwa. And people say, wow, you know, that happiness lasts for some time. And then you give him another spoon, and then it's gone, like, you know. Even if you don't give, he may say after a few days, you may ask him, how was that halwa? Ah. But then one day, you know, you get another halwa. And then that becomes better than this halwa, you know. Right? So somehow or the other, it is temporary. It is no guarantee that it will remain forever. The only way it can remain forever is by endeavoring to go back to Godhead. That's our original home, and that's what all the attempts of Narada Muni, Vyasa Deva, Krishna himself, our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, the Acharyas, everybody wants us to go back. Because they are our well-wishers, real well-wishers. They're not getting any commission out of it. It's not that your Guru Maharaj is recommending your name and then he says, okay, Krishna, give me 20%. Or make my life a little longer because I sent you so many souls. He's not saying it. Narada Muni is not saying here that Vyasa, I'll give you all the formula. What about my fees? He's just giving it out of compassion. He's thinking that, oh, this is such an intelligent man, composed everything. Compiled everything, and now he's suffering. So he comes to relieve that suffering. So we should stop here. Any question, comment?
Yeah. Krishna's not going to give any more happiness. Or I think it said distress, according to one's previous karma. So you could say in one sense, I mean maybe devotion, but if in two sense, according to that, what would be an attempt to endeavor for anything, you're going to get it already anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say?
No, it's not like that. You know, that's a defeatist philosophy. People say that all the time to us, that, oh, you talk like that. No, to get that happiness, you will be made to endure.
Okay.
To get that happiness, you will be made to work by the destiny. The destiny says, this is the thing you will get. But for that, there is then a subcode to that. You know, okay, if you work for that, you will get it. The point is that if you work for that and if it is not in your destiny, you will not get it. Like Prabhupada gives the example, two people born at the same time, same everything, they are putting the same efforts, same everything, but one gets a different result. How?
I guess that's also could be like, maybe even like a big misunderstanding of that philosophical point, even within India, because that's what many people criticize India about, is that they say, well, someone's born in particular about the family, what's the point of them trying to increase their life? Because if they're born a sudra, they can't be anything else but a sudra. But that's not really the philosophy. The philosophy is if one tries,
it can become. Yes, that's why it's changeable. From Patala, forget about sudra. You can come from the lowest planet to the highest planet.
But that's what extreme forms of racism has been used in India to subjugate people of lower classes.
It's all exploitation, you know. Like this varnashram has been perverted.
Yeah.
Because nobody protected it properly, nobody propagated it properly. And people saw the opportunity to exploit it.
Yeah.
They say, oh, I'm born as a Brahmana, so now let me exploit the Shudra. Like that. So one time Shudra started revolting, you know, he says, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why should I? So that's where the whole clash is all about, you know.
Or you even see a lot of times where a lot of people come from Hindu background. Because they reject so much, they'd say, well, might as well become a Christian or a Muslim. And even today, you see, like, many of the Christians, they go into the poor areas of India, and they find, they give them education, they give them food, and they say, yeah, why not? Why not become a Christian? Why not become a Muslim? Because at least they'll treat me better.
Economical. It's all economical, you know.
Yeah.
People in India got converted by economics, not by... They never were, sold into the philosophies of Islam or Christianity. But they were allured by, you become at least you don't remain untouchable. And that was again done by one person who started Navabodha. You know, there's a Bodha, Buddhas, Bodha people. And then there are Navabodha, new Bodha. That means you're not born as a Bodha, but I make you Bodha.
Yeah.
So now you are no more untouchable.
Yeah.
Because you are not a Hindu anymore, so you are not untouchable.
Yeah.
Like we met one person in the grocery store, he was talking to the person there and something he was talking about, people take so much profit. I don't know whom he was talking about, but the way I thought he was pointing a finger at somebody that, you make 300% profit and you call yourself religious and this and that. So I just said that, I don't know about others, but here whatever we are going to make, it's going to for the temple service.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, I'm not a Hindu. And he introduced himself as a Raj, and Raj is a typical Hindu name, and it looks like a... Then anyway, when he went, I asked the shopkeeper, I said, what's going on with him? Oh, he says, he was a Hindu, now he's a Christian. So, I don't know, maybe I think that was the person who... last year called the church and told them that don't allow these Hindus to use the church facility.
Which church facility?
We had this Janmashtami program in...
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, because he showed his two books. He has written some books, You have to carry your own cross or something like that, newly converted, there's a saying that newly converted Muslim is very, very staunch, very hardcore.
I personally experienced that. That like someone coming from Hindi background, they become a Christian, are a lot worse than your average Christian. Because they actually know Vedic philosophy a little bit.
Right.
So they know how to like argue. But, you know, I've met that many, like, I remember this one time I met this lady in the airport, and I was just reading a book to her, and she was Indian. And she says, yeah, I used to be Hindu, now I'm Christian. And she was like, oh, yeah, she was horrible.
Yeah. Even in our society, you know, there are some people who come newly, they become very, very fanatic. You know, some of them.
Yeah.
Suddenly they think, oh, now I got it, you know, so they behave very fanatically.
I was even thinking of, in respect of, even during Prabhupada's time, many of the caste Brahmanas would criticize Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how can you initiate these Westerners,
right,
and give them initiation?
Mlechad and Yavanad.
Or how can you like even give them sannyas and all these types of things? And even so much that, like, even in Puri, you know, Jagannath Puri, those guys are the biggest
racists.
I mean,
they are even today.
And they literally had a sign
only
in
the
temple that said only Hindus allowed.
Yeah, that's true. That they are. But when somebody gives them a donation of a few million, then they welcome it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they even went to the extent, I'm sure you said it too, they went to the fanatical extent, they even started burning an effigy of Prabhupada.
Yeah, I know that.
That's right.
Yeah, because they said that he's doing this Rath Yatras all over the world on different days, it should be done on the same day. And things like that. Anyway, this all fanatism, there's no end to that.
Yeah.
So let's stop here. Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Bhagavatam ki jai.